USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than a dozen people are receiving treatment for injuries after a nitrogen tank exploded at a Beechcraft aircraft manufacturing facility in Wichita, Kansas. Officials are thankful that the plant was shut down for the holiday and say it could have been much worse. Part of the building at the facility where they make the single and twin engine planes collapsed. A major winter storm is barreling toward the plains and upper Midwest. It already dumped heavy snow on Southern California, and this lady tells ABC News,
30 years I've lived in the high desert, I've never been stuck. Never. This is bad. This is horrible.
Parts of Interstate 5 in Southern California were shut down for over 36 hours. That storm is moving east and could dump up to a foot of snow on the southern Rockies. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow gained 23 points to finish at 28,645. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
There's a big buzz about a study about what's called intermittent fasting. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the findings.
The study seems to indicate that intermittent fasting can help fight obesity and can help you live longer. Research out of Johns Hopkins University finding that restricting your eating to 6 to 8 hours a day helps regulate glucose, blood pressure, and heart rate. Another approach is so-called 5-2 intermittent fasting, in which people limit themselves to one moderate-sized meal 2 days a week. In the study, Dr. Mark Mattson says intermittent fasting may be able to help with a number of health conditions in addition to obesity, including diabetes, heart disease, and many forms of cancer.
Volkswagen says it will build 1 million electric cars 2 years before its goal. The company had hoped to reach the milestone by 2025, but announced on Friday that it is on pace to reach that mark by 2023. This is USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me. It's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you, too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi still has not delivered the articles of impeachment to the Senate, and with the Senate and House out of session until after the first of year, don't expect much action next week as well. Senate Democrats like Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal are demanding a fair trial in the Senate.
My hope is that some of my Republican colleagues will have the same misgivings that Senator Murkowski expressed. Mitch McConnell is sabotaging this proceeding by saying he won't be impartial. He will do the president's bidding.
But Republicans, including former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, are arguing about the hypocrisy now versus when former President Bill Clinton was impeached.
The same way that, you know, 20 years ago, it was the exact opposite, where a lot of Republicans would say that's a real abuse of power, to use the power of the Oval Office to seduce a 21-year-old intern, mm-hmm. and to do so in the White House is an abuse of power also.
Yeah.
But Democrats didn't see it that way, and they didn't vote that way.
And Democratic presidential candidate and former Vice President Joe Biden is blasting President Trump over his administration's move to implement cuts in the SNAP program and amid the passage of a defense spending package. The former VP tweeted that Donald Trump is cutting food assistance for around 700,000 people, but somehow found $1.4 billion for his sham of a border wall. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.